we have to walk in the kingdom. Walk in the kingdom. Those are our two phases. They're mirrors in reality of one another. They all have the same basic modus operandi. Both of them. You start with one, you go right into the other. You've got the model. And that is faith. You do both the same way. That's the teaching of Scripture. The two phases, one gets you into heaven. One gets you rewards. Question is, do you make the whole trip? Do you make the whole, or do you get halfway, or do you get nowhere? Unbelievers don't even get nowhere. Many believers make half the trip. Fewer and fewer believers make it all the way, the whole journey, to get to the rewards. Heaven and rewards. This is also the story, in one sense, in a very quick overview. Ever heard of the parable of the talents? In Scripture, about the gold given out, the parable of the talents, Matthew 25. Turn up for just a second, Matthew 25. There are two parables in Scripture that are quite similar. In fact, they're getting mixed up by most people because they're so similar. They seem to be talking about the same thing, but not quite. Verse 14 of chapter 25, again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went out on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with the 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. So far, I've got 2 different guys, right? Both made 2 different amounts of talents on their talents, right? What happened to them, though? They got the same reward. Both got the same reward. They started with differing amounts, though, didn't they? One got 5, one got 2, one got 1. They all started with differing amounts, got to differing amounts, and they all get the same reward, except for the guy with the 1, who didn't do anything with his. Then the man who received the 1 talent came, Master, said, I knew you were a hard man, harvesting where you had not sown and gathering where you had not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here's what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed? Well, then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers. So that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have even what he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. All right? Not a pleasant ending for the one servant who didn't do anything with the talent that was given to him. He's cast out into outer darkness. But the other 2 guys got the same reward. They were told to enter and come on in, share your master's happiness. They get the same reward. All right? This parable cannot be interpreted by itself. You must also put it with Luke 19. Luke 19.